Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Nikki Javala joins us now. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome. Good. What is going to happen with Joe Flacco over the next month?
Well, he's not retiring. I know that. He still wants to play. I'm trying to find any reason to not cut him, and I can't find one. I just don't think he wants to be a backup based on what he said to us at the end of the season. And if he doesn't want to retire, I mean, clearly he wants to continue to pursue playing and becoming a starter elsewhere. You know, whether or not that happens, we'll see, but I don't think the Broncos want to spend that kind of money to keep him as a backup, and I don't think he wants to be a backup.
All right, well, let's pretend just for a second that theoretically he was okay with being a backup. Is there a mm-hmm. number financially that the Broncos would be okay paying for him to be the backup?
Well, the problem is it's not his salary that's guaranteed. His cap numbers, because they rearranged.
Oh, I'm saying they would have to renegotiate. Life. Renegotiate is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but what are you renegotiating? You know what I mean? Like, their cap hit is based on their prorated signing bonus.
I don't think it's that hard, though, because for a player, okay, so you got a big cap hit, but I don't have any money guaranteed left.
Been paid is what I'm saying.
I know.
That money is already gone.
I know, but so if he wants to make a lot of money next year, yeah, and the Broncos said, hey, you could come back for $8 million, $9 million, whatever it might be, which I think is a lot of money. And he would say, okay, that sounds like a decent amount of money. I'm just curious if there's a number that the Broncos would be willing to pay.
Maybe. I'm having a hard time seeing it. To me, it would just make more sense, in my opinion anyway, to go get a guy you know is ready to be a backup, has accepted the fact that he's a backup. Like, you know, maybe I still think Case Keenum could be very interesting if he's open to coming back, obviously.
Yeah, we talked about
You know, Chase Daniel, even. Somebody like that, and then get another young guy in. But I just didn't get the sense from Joe Flacco at the end of the season that either side kind of wanted that.
So, Nikki, back in 2014, John Elway had about $25 to $30 million to play with, and he was able to get guys like Emmanuel Sanders, T.J. Ward, Aqib Talib, and Ware. Now, he has $60 million to play with and 12 picks. What is your belief that John Elway can actually take those picks and those dollars and turn them into what he was able to do in 2014?
First of all, thank you for following me on Twitter. I'm a loyal athletic subscriber.
You're welcome, Nikki.
I was going to wonder if you're going to give credit.
I appreciate it, Nick. I think he's got a lot to play with. I think that's what makes this offseason so interesting to me is, you know, there's hope that Drew Locke is finally the quarterback that they've been looking for over the past 4 years, and that plugs the biggest hole. I mean, I think everybody knows you're not going to go anywhere until you get a quarterback. And if they believe they found that in Drew Locke, they have the means to go out and really get whoever they want. You know, and if they decide to move on from Joe Flacco, that's another $10 million in cap space they have. If, you know, they decline Ron Leary's option, that's another $8.5 million. So that number could increase a ton still. I think the biggest piece of all of this, though, are those draft picks. They could have up to 12. They have 9 already. They could have up to 12 in compensatory picks. And 5 of them are in the top 100. So they could get a lot of young pieces for the future. They can spend big and get a lot of pieces now. They have a lot of holes to fill, but, you know, they have a lot of options, too.
All right, Nikki, anything else going on there in Broncos land? Anything else you're kind of working on, digging in?
Maybe, you know, just here and there. Pat Shermer's going to talk to us tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't know that. What time is he going to chit-chat?
Around lunchtime, you know, it's kind of hired over a month ago. So
is this open to everybody, or is this just a small circle?
I believe it's going to be. I kind of just
gave away the Broncos news. I believe it's media.
Okay, everybody. So we get to hear from Pat Shurmur tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
It turns.
Why do you think they've waited so long?
I think they're trying to get the other hires in place. I mean, they still haven't officially announced John Pagano, so.
Outside linebackers coach, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think they just wanted to get the other pieces in place, honestly. Yeah. And a lot of people are on vacation, too, so.
When Pat Shurmur's asked why he liked Daniel Jones more than Drew Locke, what do you think he'll say?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. That's going to put him on the spot. You're going to be the one to ask.
Well, I mean, coach, you were on the Giants, and you, as an organization, made a decision to take Daniel Jones and not Drew Locke. I'm curious why.
Yeah.
All right, we'll stand by tomorrow. He challenged you to ask the question.
No, I'll ask it. I just think that's, you know, listen, we're
it's
being...
It's a fair question. It's a totally fair question. I mean, it's a little, you know, baity, but it's a fair question. I'm curious how he's going to, you know, try to balance
I'm happy to ask it. The point is that they've made such a big deal about Drew Locke, right? But there's obviously something about Drew Locke that was turning people away from him. There was something there.
Well, I mean, if you're expecting him to kind of put down his new starting quarterback, I don't really see that happening.
Well, I'll open the door. We'll see what happens. We'll make it interesting tomorrow.
Go ahead, D-Mac.
Do your thing, D-Mac.
Thank you, Nikki. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
See you tomorrow. There you go. Nikki Javala.
Are you going to alienate yourself? The first press conference.
My goal is to be disliked as quickly as possible with any new employee for the Denver Broncos.
Okay, I don't know if you're rubbing off on me or what, but I actually don't feel like that's even remotely out of bounds. I feel like that's like a fair, like legitimate question. And you don't have to bait it. You can just say it in terms of what is it that you liked, like specifically about Daniel Jones, you know?
Because what qualities pushed Daniel Jones ahead of Drew Locke? Meaning, like, how into Drew Locke really? I won't be honest about that. But listen, all we're hearing is about everything's about Drew Locke. But I mean, you know, they weren't sold on Drew Locke. I mean, not only is it Pat Shurmur, but it's Mike Shula as well. I mean, it was a collect, and everybody who thinks,
it's both those guys.
It was just Gettleman that made the decision. It is not doing any research whatsoever in how the Giants made that decision. Zero. And by the way, Gettleman admitted it was the owners of the Giants that fired Shurmur, not him.
Right.
So don't think Gettleman was like making a decision on Daniel Jones without Pat Shurmur's input on it. And that being said, so tomorrow's an interesting day. I like it.
Answers.
I'd like to have asked the commissioner a question this year, but
I don't go down that wormhole.
Can you stop fighting with our bosses on air?
Don't do that.
Okay. The Broncos may be in a what a tease from one thing to another. They may be in a nightmare scenario. How fun is that? Details next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.